This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. They're well-informed but arrogant. They're caring but oddly insensitive. And they talk all the time. They're journalists. Yes, they are us. We know readers and listeners and viewers all want news but often have mixed feelings about the way they get it and the people they get it from. The ambivalence is probably growing because the media world just gets more complex. Think of the internet. Dan Gilmore does. He writes a column and weblog for the San Jose Mercury News covering technology and the online community. And he's writing a new book about journalists and journalism and you, the people who get the news. It's tentatively titled Making the News. The book tries to imagine what is going to happen in the next few years as more and more people come to explore online sources for news. And in a meta experiment, Dan is posting drafts of his chapters online for reader comment before he finalizes them, which means you can help write the book on the new journalism. Dan came by the Day to Day studios to talk about this unusual collaborative process.
The main purposes of posting chapter drafts are, first of all, to find out if anything really important is missing. You know, like, is there some absolutely perfect example or anecdote of something I'm talking about that I didn't know about or that I just didn't put in? And the other thing that's even more important, I think, is if there are mistakes, I'd kind of like to know about them now before the book's on a bookshelf in a store.
So this is a book about how technology is changing the media and especially journalism. And rather than calling it making the news, perhaps it's remaking the news.
That's an interesting way to put it. We're having an interesting effect from this collision of journalism with technology, where the three main constituencies of journalism from the past, which would include the journalists, of course, but also the newsmakers, the people and the institutions that we write about, and then finally what I've been calling the former audience, in which all three of these constituents are having to learn new roles. And the one that interests me the most is the former audience producing grassroots kinds of journalism and being part of our process at the same time. I love it.
One of the things that you talk about is a state of news anarchy. This is one of the possible futures that lies ahead for journalism. What's news anarchy?
Well, it's fundamentally would be a situation in which the business model of big journalism were to be eroded to such a degree that it pretty much all went away, where there would be no business model to support a big newspaper or a good radio or the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, something of that calamitous nature. And I think we kind of need that.
You think we need a news anarchy?
No. I think we should be afraid of a news anarchy. I think what I meant was that we need, I think, a combination of this thriving and vibrant grassroots along with the better parts of big institutional journalism. I just hope that people will bring some of the better parts of journalism as it's been practiced for the last 50 or 100 years into this new medium, and quite a few people are. I think it's pretty clear that we're getting a lot of wonderful new journalism.
The thing that you're basically talking about is editing, isn't it? Someone looks at the story that you write and says, is that fair? Have you done enough work here? Is it balanced? Is it smart? Is it interesting? Should we publish this? Versus the idea that I hear from some blogger friends, editors are the enemy. I should have access to readers and to participation without that mediation.
Well, I'm going to be halfway radical on this. I strongly believe in editors. Editors save my butt all the time. That said, there's something going on with the weblogs and with some of the online journalism that I find fascinating. When people post something that may have an error in it, the community of readers becomes an editor at one level. So I love the idea that what we're doing now is transforming journalism from this lecture mode that we've been in for a long time to something in between or akin to conversation and seminar where the readers, the audience, is part of the process in developing the story, and that the story itself isn't the end. It's almost the beginning of the follow-up discussion where you all learn more yet.
Dan Gilmore of the San Jose Mercury News and author of a as-yet-untitled book on journalism coming out in, well, July or so. Thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Glad to be here.
And come back when the book's done.
I'd love to.